الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in charge of everything in the heavens and the earth. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is aware of all the small things that happen, and nothing can happen without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan that will occur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. We then send peace and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent as not just a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the world, to teach us how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to interact with one another and how to deal with situations that fall onto us. We then send peace and blessings upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, amma ba'd thereafter. I want to start off with a piece of advice that Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam gave to his son. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, he says to his son, Ya bunayya, O my son, this world is a deep ocean and many people have drowned it. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is referred to Luqman Hakim, the wise. His wisdom was so unique that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in the Quran and mentions the advice that he gives to his child in the Quran. So here he's in a very wise way, he's painting out a picture saying to his son that this world is a deep ocean and many people have came into this ocean without the right tools, without the right means, and because of this they have drowned in it. And then he says to his son, let me give you the right tools. He says that The cargo of the ship that you are sailing in, it has to be taqwa, God consciousness. As long as on your ship you have taqwa, you will have the provisions to sail forward. He then says, iman is the base. Without iman, there's nothing. But for your ship to sail, he said, the sails of the ship is tawakkul Allah. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very common concept that we talk about, but this concept is misunderstood a lot. Usually we think that tawakkul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I leave my matters in the hands of Allah, but tawakkul Allah also means to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. Whether if I see it in this moment or not, right now, if I want something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give it to me. If I want something later on, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen now, then that tawakkul is actually weak. To completely understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners, and this is why Umar bin Abdul Aziz used to make this dua, and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make me please with divine decree. Whatever you have decreed for me, make me happy with that. Whatever comes, whatever you are pleased with, make me pleased with that as well. And put barakah in qadr, everything that's going to happen. He says, don't let this be that I want something quick that you have delayed, and don't let it be that I want something delayed that you want quick, that you have brought in, that you have hastened. A very unique dua. A very powerful dua, because we often ask ourselves this question, or we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this question, when? I've been making dua for a certain thing for so long now. When will it happen? I need help in my career. I need help in my family. My children are disobedient. My health is bad. The situation of the Muslim ummah is almost at 2 months. And we ask this question over and over, when? We've done our part. We've made dua, and we've made dua, and we've made dua. But true tawakkul is trusting that things happen not just according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, but according to the timing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it fit. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that sometimes what happens is a believer asks Allah and makes dua and supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over, but then that person gets tired. He hasn't given it to me, and he stops. And it's very likely if that person would have carried on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made it happen. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every believer's dua is accepted as long as he doesn't rush Allah. He doesn't tell Allah, hurry, where is it? I want it now. This I want it now mentality is like something that we find in our children. My son wants a candy and he wants it now. He wants to watch a tablet and he wants it now. In the car, he wants to be there now. Are we there yet? And the same mentality you and I at times we have within ourselves that, oh Allah, I want this now. And if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ إِنسَانَ we have been made in a way, ajula, that we rush towards things. Our heart wants it immediately. But to understand the plan, the timing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, and he gives us one through the Quran, the second through the hadith, Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person that's being oppressed calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Mata Nasrullah, when will the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back by saying, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays the oppressor. and doesn't hold him accountable until the oppressor thinks that maybe I'm good. Maybe I'm off the hook. Maybe the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't come. And if you look at history, this same claim was made over and over by many nations in the past who challenged the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and said that if what you are saying is true, then where is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we as oppressors are bad, bring the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want it now. But when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, they were no more. If we look in history over and over, a very basic surah of Surah Fil, where Abraha brings this massive army of elephants, and he's thinking that I can get away with this. I can get away with my strength and my power, this oppression. But when the grip of Allah, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds you accountable, the hadith carries on, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays the oppressor until the oppressor thinks that I've gotten away, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds him accountable. And when Allah holds him accountable at that moment, there is no getting away. Look at the nations in the past. Abraha thought, I've gotten away with my power and strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that to Ashab al-Fil, then that same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hold the oppressors accountable today. But we learned the lesson of tawakkul from Abdul Muttalib. Abraha comes, and as he's about to attack Mecca, he first takes some camels. Abdul Muttalib comes and says, give me back my camels. Abraha says, what about Mecca? The Kaaba that I'm going to destroy. And he says, I am the owner of the camel. I have tawakkul, I have trust in Allah that the owner of the Kaaba will take care of it. And even today, the owner of the Holy Lands, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of the Holy Lands back then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his sha'air today as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, he tells us that every believer, his dua is accepted until they don't rush Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you look at the duas of the previous prophets. When Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was preaching to his people for 950 years, we're at 2 months and it seems unbearable. Imagine 950 years. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam is calling out to Allah and is saying to Allah, oh Allah, give me some followers. Give me people that will accept. And he probably asked the same question, when? When Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was in the stomach, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was in the stomach of the whale, in the well, he probably asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will I be released? When he's away from his family, he probably asks, when will I be returned? And his father probably asked, oh Allah, when will my child be returned back to me? When Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was inflicted with difficulty in a test in his health, he probably asked Allah, oh Allah, when? When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when his people were being oppressed, he probably asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when? When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the stomach of this fish in the well, he probably asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when? When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is called, where he's told to call out and call people to Hajj, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, and he calls out, come to Hajj, he probably looks around and he says, oh Allah, when? But in each of these incidents, in each of these calls, in each of these prayers that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in the Quran as an example for us. That when you ask yourself this same question, when, understand it will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. It's not a no. The answer to Allah is not yet. The answer is not no. Every time we call out to Allah, every time we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, help our Muslim brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, finish his oppression. Oh Allah, do not let innocent lives go to waste like this. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. We often ask ourselves, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing this to happen? And the answer is, not yet. When it's best. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he says, أَسَاءً يُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. Sometimes you like something, but in reality it's not good for you. But in other times, you don't like something. It seems difficult. It's hard. But that is actually good for you. One of the scholars said that when we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I've been making dua, why haven't you removed my difficulty? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds back by saying that every time you call on to me, I enjoy it. It's like when your young child says to you, Abba, I need help. I know that my child won't say that to me for a long time. Only a few years. Maybe 15, 20 years. But a time will come that he will say, Juan, I'm good. I can do this by myself. So that's why today when my child asks me, I need help, that I like it within myself. And every time we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say, oh Allah, there's no other door that we can turn to. We are at your door. We need help right now. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys that and he loves that. And what we are going through in that moment, the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to grow closer to him is far better than what we are asking for. That in this moment, the difficulty and the pain that the Muslim ummah is going through, the hardship that the Muslim ummah is going through, this is actually an opportunity for people to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this hardship. If we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this lesson of tawakkul and trust, not just in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the timing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this over and over. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he returns back from Ta'if, and this was a very difficult moment in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked that what was the most difficult day in your life, and he said it was the day of Ta'if. But at the end of Ta'if, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raises his hands, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, ashku, I complain to you for my weakness, not about my enemies, not about what they have done. And this dua carries on. And at the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as long as you are pleased with me, I don't care. If going through this difficulty brings me your pleasure, if this hardship makes my relationship stronger with you, then I don't care. I'll do it again tomorrow. You look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet ﷺ is in the cave of Thawr. And this is a difficult moment. Why? Because the Quraysh are chasing after them. Thani Yathnain, there are just two people in that cave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third. We are here, our brothers and sisters are there, but Allah is the third. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِي لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. To understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And if this understanding actually seeps through into our hearts, tawakkul means that whatever your affair is, you completely hand it over to Al-Hakim, to the Most Wise. Whatever your affair is. And then after that, don't worry about it. Whichever direction that boat, like Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says, once the sails of your boat are tawakkul, then whichever direction you go to, that direction will be the best for you. And understanding this, that we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever is happening to the Muslim ummah today, the difficulty, the pain that we go through, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And when his time is right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring justice. The way that he brought justice to the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The way he brought justice to the people of Mecca. And the way that he will bring justice to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask for your mercy أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we have trust in you O Allah, we have handed over all of our matters to you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that when it is pleasing to you, you are the best of planners, that you remove this difficulty that the Muslim Ummah is going through. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thousands of people are losing their life to the point that we are being desensitized to the matter. O Allah, just because it has been so many days doesn't mean the pain has gone away. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that happens in this world except that you see it. O Allah, nothing can happen without your permission. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you say kun and turn the tides towards the Muslims' favors. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of our Muslim brothers and sisters that are left without homes, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask the same dua that you give them a home close to you in Jannah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of our children that have lost their parents, that have nobody to take care of them. O Allah, we ask that you become their waqil and you take care of them. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the best of planners and we ask that you bring justice to our Muslim brothers and sisters, that you put an end to the suffering. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let there be peace in the world. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive their sins. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins. O Allah, we ask that you protect our community. O Allah, we ask that you give unity amongst our community. O Allah, we ask that you do not test us the way that you have tested others. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for safety. O Allah, we ask for your pleasure. O Allah, we ask that you guide our youth. O Allah, we ask that you guide our leaders. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our masjid. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins, that you overlook our shortcoming, that you pardon our mistakes. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for Jannah and actions that bring us close to Jannah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek protection in the fire of Jahannam and in the actions that bring us close to the fire of Jahannam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day, we just want you to be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام. عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There's a couple announcements before the other announcements. There's a dua request for Brother Nadeem Habib, who has passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins that Allah makes his grave in the garden of paradise. My own brother-in-law, he actually is going through a heart procedure right now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him quick, complete shifa. Tonight, after Isha Salah, we have a youth program about Zayd bin Haritha. This program is how Zayd bin Haritha was somebody that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt his pain. And this one shall lead us to a discussion about feeling other people's pain. So that will be a youth program. After Isha Salah, we encourage everybody to please join us. Jazakallah khair.